Thank you, Mr. President. Well, first and foremost, we would like to thank coordinators Spain and Malawi for their presentations. We recognize the multi-regional efforts made collaboratively and in coordination with the presidency, and we are grateful for the survey made for state parties. We agree with the approach that is based on life and the reports on universalization, the reports done by UNIDA. The support for the resolution presented from 2015 in the UN General Assembly, and particularly the support of 144 states last year, would compel us to work to ensure that this political engagement becomes legally binding commitments, which is why we believe that it is relevant to pool efforts with parliamentary unions for the ends of universalization. We must always be mindful and express it in these terms to the international community of the goals and humanitarian purposes of this convention, particularly given the evidence of the ongoing harm caused by these weapons. We recall that the Lausanne Declaration sets forth clear determination to live in a completely conventional weapons-free world, which have called the lives of many people this year so far. The CCM is well known for its community sense, and it is our duty to showcase that. We appreciate that the pace of universalization has picked up again and that we have recovered the necessary momentum to eliminate these weapons. We recognize the work done by this presidency and the previous ones, particularly the United Kingdom and the Implementation Support Unit for the ratification of Nigeria in February of this year. We also welcomed the addition of South Sudan last year. These are no doubt good news for the development of our work, and they should encourage us to continue our efforts and to think about which areas have worked and which ones need to be improved. We believe that the universalization efforts with a African and Caribbean approach are key in the upcoming months to improve our convention. And this is an area that Mexico will doubtless promote as the presidency-elect in the next months. Lastly, we would like to acknowledge the very intense work done by civil society in promoting the ends of this convention. In all areas where follow-up of implementation is required, we see the dedication, analysis, and specific proposals made by them to assist states in this area. And universalization is no exception to that. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished